This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry in for Boomer this morning. We've got some Belmont Stakes tickets coming up in 15 minutes or less as we are approaching that. Tomorrow, the third leg of the Triple Crown. It's amazing that we are already here, beginning of June. Yesterday was felt like a real summer day, and I think you got a taste of what we're going to see in Major League Baseball, even more so than what we've seen in the first couple of months. This was the first like hot, humid day at Citi Field, and guys were popping balls up that were going 400 feet. So you thought that April and May in the cold weather and the home runs, that was crazy. I have a feeling that with the humid weather and the hotness where we're used to seeing baseballs fly out of parks in years past is going to be even more so. Now, and Zach Wheeler after the game, I mean, he questioned it and he's brought it up, and it's something that's on a lot of people's minds. But
even Howie at one point in the ninth inning when he was kind of recapping.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, Howie. When he was recapping the Frazier home run, he said something, I forget exactly how he put it, but something along the lines of, you know, a clutch swing in a big spot and some type of ball they're using.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Well, the SNY, I mean, the SNY booth, they're all laughing.
Yeah,
because it's Gary silly. Keith, they're just laughing with Frazier home run goes out. It's not, I mean, you heard like cackling in the background.
And we were off the air, I said to him, you know, at least in my opinion, especially with where we were sitting, the Sandoval home run's another one. Yeah. Like, that's a good pitch that's down. It looked like he just flicks his wrist and the ball's, you know, 20 rows up in the upper deck. And I get it. It overhangs right field, as Chris is telling us. But it's still a home run that looks like a pop-up.
Yeah. And the first two, right off the bat, those were crushed.
Yes.
Though.
Those were hit on. Yes. And I said home run. Right off the bat, you knew they hit
them. Yeah. Rosario and Dom Smith. It was crazy. I felt like when Pete Alonso got up, he felt like he needed to hit it farther than those two guys.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Let's go. Get on the line.
Right. He ended up walking. All right. Lopresti is here. CeeLo is with us, and he's got an update. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. Brought to you by Ultrax Hair Surge Shampoo. Visit surgemyhair.com. Also sponsored by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. We will get to that Mets-Giants game in a sec. The Yankees, though, salvage their series finale in Toronto.
And he lines one to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. A three-run bullet blast by Hicks over the bullpen and into the crowd. Hicks hits one to the sticks.
That's John Sterling.
I'm really giving it to him now.
He was giving it to Hicks there with the call. Capped a two-out, four-run rally in the, I wrote second period. Tremendous. Second inning. DJ LeMahieu also had an RBI double in that frame. He was 3-for-4. Two doubles and a couple RBIs on the night. Yanks beat the Jays 6-2. LeMahieu again clutch with runners in scoring position. Leads the majors in that category. .491 batting average, including 9 for his last 16.
I try to treat every bat the same. I think the adrenaline takes over a little bit maybe. And I just want to come through for the team right there.
That's courtesy of Yes. Gio Urshela joined Hicks in going deep. Jay Happ, 7 innings of one-run ball to win his fifth straight decision. He's now 6-3 on the year for manager Aaron Boone.
We need those kind of outings. That's huge when you're able to, you know, go deep into a game.
Still had to go to his closer, though, as Chad Green loaded the bases with no one out in the ninth. Aroldis Chapman came on, got a double play and a lineout to end it.
All kinds of confidence, obviously. And then once it becomes a safe situation, you know, we're going to go to him there.
The Yanks got the win just as news was breaking that Dallas Keuchel is headed to the Braves. 1-year deal that'll pay him $13 million. Boone says no big deal because we've got arms on the way internally.
We're going to have, you know, Seve at some point. You know, Monty could be back at some point. So, and if Loaizaga comes back and gets healthy all of a sudden, then you gain some depth.
So obviously they were in on Keuchel, but he chooses to go to Atlanta. Seems like the money wasn't
Keuchel.
That different.
Maybe Keuchel.
Million or $2 million difference, but It is what it is.
Does it disappoint you as a Yankee fan that he went to the Braves?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen it with some of these guys that sign late. It seems like it takes them a while to get up to speed, or then they have an injury a month or so in.
Well, and like Gio Gonzalez, right?
Right, exactly. And I know Keuchel's been throwing legit sim games all the way. He's built up. His pitch count is great. I don't know. I mean, obviously the Yankees have the money to burn, but I'm kind of curious to see what happens when they get some of these arms back. If Severino comes back, trade deadline, if they go after a Bumgarner, a Scherzer if he's available. So I'm okay for the Yanks to kind of wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, the Scherzer thing I think is a long shot.
Probably. You never know, though, if they fall out of it. If they fire the manager.
So much money. Have you seen how much money he's owed?
But did we think the Yankees really care about the money?
Yeah, I do, because if they bring him in, I mean, they're going to go above that luxury tax at some point.
Yeah, but then they just reset within the last year or two.
But then all of a sudden, you got to be thinking about down the road and how much money is left on the contract, and you got to pay some of your young guys eventually. Yeah. I mean, Aaron Judge has got to get paid at some point.
It would also be a sign that Washington's just blowing it up.
Yeah.
Well, at some point, they have to, don't they? If they
I don't know.
Not great.
I don't know if I would do it yet. Though.
No, that's what I'm saying. But if they really, as the trade deadline approaches and they're, third, fourth in the division and they're, whatever, let's call it 6 to 8 games out.
Well, let me ask you this, though. If you fix, and I know it's a big if because teams are trying to do it all over the place, if you've got a competent bullpen, that's not a bad team.
No.
That's why I don't know that Washington is just going to sell them off.
How do you just suddenly make your bullpen competent, though?
I'm not saying right now. I'm saying for next year, it's still a good team if you can figure that part of it out.
That is true.
Again, go talk to 15 other teams that have the same issue.
Yeah, so in 2020, he's owed, Scherzer this is, $28 million. In 2021, $27 million. And then starting in 2022, even though he's an unrestricted free agent, there's 7 years and $105 million worth of deferred money to him.
I mean,
so I don't even know how that works when you trade a guy.
Yeah, well, let's say for argument's sake he does get dealt. I mean, I'd have a hard time believing the Nationals aren't going to have to pick up some of that money.
Yeah, I mean, so if you trade for a guy that's got 7 years worth of deferment,
yeah,
I mean, do you have to pay it that way, or can you just give it to him? You know what I'm saying?
I have no idea how that works.
If it's
deferred, I don't know if it just reverts back to the team who originally signed him to the contract. I'm really not sure.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big, big hurdle for anybody who wants to trade for Scherzer. All the way through 2028, $105 million.
Yeah. So Boone alluded to the fact that they will get some pitchers back at some point. And speaking of getting guys back, Didi Gregorius returns from Tommy John surgery.
Didi Gregorius.
In Cleveland, start of a 3-game set with the Indians. Domingo Germán, opposed by the youngster Zach Plesac, will have pregame coverage on The Fan beginning at 6:30. Thursday matinee at Citi Field, where, as the guys alluded to, the ball was certainly carrying.
2-1 pitch. Breaking ball, reach for, hit high in the air to left center. It's deep. Yastrzemski back at the track, at the wall. It's gone. Oh, did that carry? And Todd Frazier hits a 2-run home run to put New York in front.
Howie Rose.
Holy
CBS 880. It was definitely one of those moments. Part of a 4-run eighth. Mets beat the Giants 7-3, taking 2 of 3 from San Francisco. Pitch was low and away. Didn't look gone off the bat, but Frazier says,
I thought I had a shot. I barreled it up. Ugly swing, but that's part of my repertoire, just trying to square balls up, and luckily it kept going.
That's courtesy
and
of
he that. Did hit the ball. His other 3 at-bats hit the ball really hard, just right at people.
Right.
So you know what? You kind of get one there.
There you go. Juan Lagares and Jeff McNeil followed with run scoring hits in the eighth. McNeil had tied the game with a bloop RBI single previously in the seventh, pinch hitting for Ahmed Rosario.
I hit it. I thought it would be close, and then I got down first. The crowd started to get louder and louder. I'm like, that's in no man's land, and just happened to drop in there.
2 for 2, 2 RBIs. He's 6 for 12 since returning from the IL. Rosario and Dom Smith had gone back-to-back in the bottom of the first. Zach Wheeler, 7 innings, a 3-run ball on just 3 hits allowed, but 2 more were home runs. And as the guys also talked about, he's had just about enough of that.
Every fly ball, I was staying out there on the mound because I didn't know if it was going to go out today or not. So, there's been a couple of questionable, home runs, but obviously, can't really say anything about it.
So he's given up 11. Yes, pretty much. But it was, succinct comments. He didn't really go too far into it.
Well, he's right, though.
So he's given up 11 already this season. 15 is his career high. Mickey Callaway trying to see the positive in it.
I'd like to see how many homers he gave up in the second half last year. It's probably very, very few.
So point being, he expects it to slow down. Scoreless work out of the pen from Seth Lugo and Jerry's Familia. And now it's on to a 3-game set with the Rockies.
We've been playing great at home.
So, you know, I'm ready for these guys to come into City Field in front of our fans.
Got Jacob DeGrom and Antonio Senzatella in tonight's opener, 7:10 coverage on WCBS 880. And it's a big stretch for the Mets here. You got three with Colorado, the two with the Yankees. They host the Cardinals for four, and then they hit the road for 11 against the Braves, Cubs, and Phillies.
Season defining.
Yes, for sure. So we will find out quite a bit about the Mets here in the coming weeks. Elsewhere, the Rays beat the Tigers 6-1. Couple of homers for old friend Travis d'Arnaud. Red Sox swept the Royals 7-5. J.D. Martinez, though, left that game with back spasms for Boston. Astros over the Mariners in 14, 8-7. The Twins won again. They topped the Indians 5-4. Max Kepler in that game snapped an 0-for-21 skid by blasting three home runs for Minnesota. They continue.
And you see the note on him. He joins Ted Williams. Not that it means anything, but he joins Ted Williams as the only player to have two three-home run games against the Indians in the history of baseball.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
Very nice.
I think it's neat.
When was the other one?
Max Kepler and Ted Williams. A few years ago.
Okay. Not
at Progressive Field.
Very nice.
Interesting.
NBA Finals game number four tonight in Oakland. Raptors up 2-1 on the Warriors, but it's everything off the court that's dominating the storylines right now. We begin with the injuries. Klay Thompson should be back for Golden State tonight, but Kevin Durant remains out for head coach Steve Kerr.
He's been doing individual work on the court. He's been in the training room and the weight room. He's been doing lots of different things. Training staff said he's not ready to play in a game yet, so that's all.
So many off days in the series, still time for Durant to return down the road somewhere. Meantime, Warriors investor Mark Stevens banned for one season, fined $500,000 by the league after the incident where he shoved Raptors guard Kyle Lowry and then repeatedly cursed at him during Game 3 of the finals.
A guy like that showing his true class and he shouldn't be a part of our league. There's just no place for that.
That's Lowry's thoughts, yes.
Were you aware that this guy was an investor or minority owner at the time?
No, I had no idea. I mean, it was something that, you know, yesterday a guy shoves him and you saw the video and he said, well, that guy's a jerk and they'll find him and he'll probably be banned from the arena. And then after the show, I'm reading a minority owner. I mean, so this guy obviously has either had some success in his life or his family has had some success in his life. And he's now sitting courtside as a minority owner of one of the most powerful sports franchises in the world right now, and he can't help himself from pushing and essentially slapping an opposing player in the NBA Finals, and he's 50-something years old!
59.
He could have caused a melee. And he's lucky Kyle Lowry didn't punch him in the face.
What type of a-hole cannot get... I mean, you're that worked up and that angry. That's a guy who's got to have something else going on in his life, and he was, like, lashing out in that moment, in that particular situation. Like, think about that. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe I think in that situation, if that happens to me, I'm like, oh, man, I'm part of the NBA Finals right now. Like,
trying to, like, cradle the guys.
Let me get out of
get
the
hurt.
Way
yeah.
or not affect this thing. And this guy's, like, going out of his way to make physical contact with Kyle Lowry?
Very strange.
60 years old?
Yeah.
You know what? I bet you stories come out about this guy about how he's a maniac now. Like, we never knew about him. And then, oh, yeah, he did this, and
I'm
this,
sure
and
they're
this,
digging right now.
Yeah. I mean, well, I just... It doesn't seem to me like this is an isolated incident. If you're 60 years old and you're acting like that much of an a-hole in that particular spot where you can't hide, it's not like something you can get away with. This is, it's the NBA Finals and you own part of the team. It's crazy to me. So he's banned, for one season
through the end of the postseason next year.
So a full year.
$500,000 yep. fine, yes. So they did act swiftly with that, and the Warriors were certainly out in front of it with the statement they released. Steph Curry had some thoughts as well.
Credit Kyle the way he handled it. You know, a lot of different reactions you could have had, but he handled it correctly.
And then some sympathy from Curry.
I will also personally apologize to Kyle and to the Raptors. That's... unacceptable.
So you had that, and then I assume you guys saw at some point the story with the wife of the actual Warriors owner and everything that went on with Jay-Z and Beyonce on the
yes.
sideline. Did you see this at
yes.
all?
Yeah. I mean, I saw the headline. I did the Al Dukes. I read the headline and didn't read the story.
So basically, I guess there was an isolated shot the other night on the game broadcast of Jay-Z and Beyonce sitting courtside. And it's this woman, her name is Nicole Curran. So she's the wife of the owner who was sitting next to her. And I guess she kind of leans over and says something to Jay-Z. You don't think anything of it, but people on social media reacted to Beyonce's face, thinking that her look implied that she was not happy with this woman speaking to Jay-Z. So it turned into this whole thing on social media to the point where the woman, the wife of the owner, was getting threats on social media. She had to shut down her Instagram account briefly and whatnot. And so she gave her account of what happened after the fact to the ESPN reporter. And you can actually, if you want to back up what she says, if you go back and watch the clip, you can read her lips.
She's asking about a drink, right?
Yeah, they're my guests. I've had them at games before. I'm asking Jay-Z if he'd like a drink. He ordered a vodka soda or vodka club, whatever. She's asking if he wants lime in it. But because it's so loud, she has to lean in between Jay-Z and Beyonce to make sure he hears her and she hears his response. And that's all it was. She was asking if you want a lime in his drink.
I mean, this story is it's so 2019. It's got all the elements.
People were like, how dare she invade the queen bee's space? I mean, it's disgusting,
Right. Of course. It is.
So
and then you get all the people that are just angry and hurling insults, she's got to go and hide from this. All she's trying to do is get her friend a drink.
Right. It's crazy.
I mean, it's...
her husband's sitting right next to her. I mean, he owns the Warriors.
Sometimes I think I was born in the wrong era. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I can't take it.
For sure. And then, by the way, the Nets made a trade. They send Alan Krebs' bloated contract to the Hawks, along with the 17th overall pick in this month's draft, plus a 2020 lottery-protected first-rounder for Torian Prince and a 2021 second. That's irrelevant. They open up some space.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Two max contracts now. You got the story about Kyrie Irving is apparently very serious about the Nets. He's out partying at New York clubs with other Nets
players.
Supposedly
bought a home in New Jersey.
So
recently,
Brooklyn is
everybody's. Isn't that the
thing? That was the thing with Kawhi in Toronto.
That is the sign of things.
So I guess the Knicks are going to get Kawhi now, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't. I never thought that. Yeah.
Stick my hands down my. Oh.
Yeah. That's what he'll be doing. If I guess. Kyrie
he will
comes
be.
To the Nets.
I think Kyrie and someone else.
Yes. Well, hence the two slots.
Right.
One of which I guess could be used to re-sign D'Angelo Russell.
Right? But that's not
not as sexy because it's a guy that was already here.
If you're Evan Roberts and you're sticking your hands down your pants,
I'm getting moist.
And you're getting moist. It's probably not going to be using the two max slots on D'Angelo Russell and Kyrie Irving, right? You would think.
Well,
oh yeah.
I think that's. Here's what I think. I think it's a great fallback.
If you don't get Durant, you're saying? If you don't get Kyrie and Durant?
So there's a couple of guys out there, but yeah, I mean, I think it's a good fallback to have, don't you?
I want to rip my shirt off.
I've been more positive about Kyrie than most.
And more than me. I don't like some of the stuff that happened in Boston, the way he got out of... you love his game, but there's certain things about him that's...
I just don't want... I mean, the way
you're
that...
warned.
The way that D'Angelo Russell played last year...
How do they mesh those
two? Exactly.
The styles,
I don't... He was so... He was better than Kyrie Irving last year.
And he's a guy that needs the ball in his hands.
Right.
And he's a volume shooter.
To me, it's like more of a Tobias Harris, a Jimmy Butler.
I know, with thirsty as all hell.
And, a Kevin Durant, a Kawhi... Those type of... Like, another ball-handling... facilitator who can score. I don't know if that's the right mix.
Durant's the perfect guy.
Well, of course he is.
In Brooklyn,
he's a perfect guy
in New
for
York. Yeah, but because the media coverage is a little different than it is with the Knicks, it just is. Even though flock to Brooklyn.
Right,
he goes there. The media will flock there, 100%. But it is still a little bit different with the fan base.
Yeah,
he's in New York. I've said it all along. I think it's the perfect spot for him. I know you want him here in New York. I get it. We'll see.
I fantasize too.
Okay, fair enough. I'll live with the Clippers. Watch.
Yeah,
after
I know
all this.
Yeah, I'm nervous now. I'm not going to be confident.
Of course you are. That's the point of this whole thing. There's a million possibilities.
It is amazing how the NBA has become more. I shouldn't say more popular. That's not. But more intriguing off the court than on.
Oh, it's
kind of what you just said. A lot.
I go to bed fantasizing about that.
No, I'm talking about the games. I mean, obviously as they're occurring, fine. But in these 2 days off between each game, and not so much between games 3 and 4.
We were fantasizing about net free agents.
There's so many other things going on. It's
crazy. You've got three major players in free agency. It's the Knicks, the Nets, and the Clippers, I think. Those are the three biggest players in free agency. And, with the finals, it's just not on our radar as much because we're talking about the two teams locally who could be in the finals next year, potentially.
But even within the finals, because you have players from
Kawhi,
those teams.
Kevin Durant,
right?
Klay Thompson.
Yeah, and then all the other nonsense, the injuries, the drama on the
and not to mention
side.
We're within a month now of this all happening.
Yes, and the draft is later this month.
Yeah.
So
I've never been. I'm way more nervous for this than the draft lottery. Way more nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, because
as you should be.
because this is it now. Like, this is this. There's not going to be a free agent class like this with this many options again for a while. You have Giannis coming up, but I bet you he re-signs there. I could see him just being there his whole career. But this is a one of those teams, man, is going to end up with Ugots.
Right, exactly. And does that team then just pivot to these tier two guys? Oh, look, we spent the money, or did they save it for down the road somewhere?
Not a great way to. That's it. You end up in hell. You know, if you end up spending the money on the wrong
guys, that's what
guys,
I mean. It's just that's an impulse move. It's like, oh, we waited to this moment, so we got to have something to show for it. But then you end up screwing yourself for years down the road.
Here's the worst case scenario, in my opinion. Not even going to tier two guys, but if you miss out on the tier one guys, then trading your whole team for Anthony Davis, and then you turn into what the Pelicans have been the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And you're just Anthony Davis is a game time decision for 82 games out of the year, and you end up like hovering around the eighth seed, wondering what the hell happened to your life. Right?
Yeah.
That to me is the worst. If you're trading for Anthony Davis, you got to make sure he's with other guys. You can't recreate the Pelicans East.
Right.
You can't do that.
Have we heard anything from there in the last few days?
Yes. They are now at least listening to calls from opposing teams, the Pelicans.
Well, they're not. He's not staying there. Like David Griffin thought that the Zion thing.
So nothing came of those meetings and lunches and conversations. Got it.
Just basically that he's still going to leave.
Get me out.
Yeah. Out of here. All right, thanks, Chris.
We've got the Blues one.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And
wow,
Carson
we didn't
Wentz
get to
got
that
a big
yet.
Extension.
Jeez.
Yeah. No, we didn't get to it. And there was controversy in that game as well.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that at some point. Maybe Monday when
Homer
comes back.
I was gonna say, or never.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.